Sometimes a trial can take on added meaning. Writing in the Washington Post, Paul Butler, a law professor at George Washington University, proposes that in the sniper case, the trials of John Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo will be as important as the verdicts. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke to Butler.
The most basic reason the public gets caught up in high-profile crimes is to find out if the accused is guilty or innocent. John Muhammad's alleged accomplice, Lee Malvo, has promised to mount an insanity defense. Professor Paul Butler argues that is a virtual admission that Malvo had a role in the crimes, and so the public fascination shifts to how and why. But whether we think the accused are innocent or guilty, high-profile trials, Butler says, help us to come to terms with terrible crimes.
It's almost a civic ritual. We're looking at this trial to try to understand evil. It makes no sense that when you're walking down the street or pumping gas, you can be killed by somebody who you don't know and can't even see. So we understand why that is.
Is it likely in a trial that we will find out why somebody committed a crime?
Well, it may be too much to expect. In this case, the accused may assert their constitutional right not to testify. Even if they do testify, the rules of evidence may keep out some of the most interesting facts. But there's something about a trial, about the storytelling, about the solemn judgment by a person in a dark robe who sits on high, that seems cathartic. For a victim of evil, sometimes there's a relief in hearing someone official say, "You did not deserve this. What happened to you was wrong." The crime still happened. You can't undo that. But sometimes speaking the unspeakable can be part of a healing process.
Talk to us about ritual and its historic role. You've written that into the 20th century in Europe, animals were put on trial. Even insects were put on trial.
They were actually trials, Renee. They're pretty amazing. They were mainly in Europe. So say a wild pig killed a little girl. The pig would be arrested and then placed in a human jail. A defense attorney would be appointed. And then there was a trial. So the prosecutor would present evidence against it. And then if the pig was convicted, it was executed, usually by hanging. And so here again, I think we're trying to understand this mystery of evil. We want this civil right to explain how these horrible things happen.
There is, though, a strong element of spectacle in this. Is that as distasteful as it sort of seems at first glance?
Trials are entertaining. Let's face it, there's a reason that every drama on TV these days is called Law and Order This or Law and Order That. It's always been that way. During the Middle Ages, when they had trials by duels rather than our present system of trial by argument, they had to build stands in the fields to accommodate all of the spectators. So there's something voyeuristic in us. We find these stories of violence and depravity to be thrilling, in a sense.
During this highly publicized trial of these highly publicized crimes, is it possible for the public to come to sympathize with these accused? And if so, under what circumstances?
I think it's very difficult for people to sympathize in any meaningful way with those who are accused of mass murder. On the other hand, the purpose of a trial is for each side to tell his own story. We're human beings. Nothing human is alien to us. So maybe when we hear these stories, if not sympathy, maybe a lesser kind of understanding will occur.
Paul Butler teaches criminal law at George Washington University. His op-ed article titled "We Want the Trial as Much as the Verdict" was in Sunday's Washington Post. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.